So how fast can you run through Kriya Shema? Everyone tries to do it. I mean, maybe you could do it in a Shema Achas in one breath. Or are you supposed to do it really slow? And how slow is slow? And really the issue is how much are you allowed to slur your words? So the Mishnah in Brachos says, Karav lo diktek ba'osiosea. If you read Kriya Shema, but you're not careful, diktek ba'osiosea, we'll have to see, you're not medaktek, you're not careful with the words, then Rabbi Yossi says you're yotze, Rabbi Yehuda says you are not yotze. Says the Gemara, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, that you are yotze, Kriya Shema, if you're not diktek ba'osiosea, you're not careful with the words, letters. Says Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. If you read Kriya Shema, afal pisha mitzvah medaktik bosiosea, even though there's a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema and to be medaktik, to be careful with the words, nevertheless, karav lo diktik ben, if you read it and you're not careful, you're yotze. So the obvious question is, well, what is this reading it and not being careful with the words that you're still yotze? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Eina inyan, it doesn't mean shlo hiskira tevos faosios. If you miss a word or you miss a letter, bevadei lo yotze. You're not even yotzei b'di'evid. Avol inyan, what does it mean, will dictate that you're yotzei b'di'evid? Hu shvo nosen revach ben advekim, o shvo hitiz hazayin shal tizgru chadoma. You don't put a space at the proper space, you know, some al livavecha, or you don't say tizkiru, something like that. If you mess it up, you're yotzei b'di'evid. But if you skip a word or skip a letter, that's not what Shulchan Aruch is talking about. There, you're not yotzei at all. So it's a pretty scary concept. Meaning you're, l'chadchila, you're supposed to obviously read it very slowly and carefully. B'di'evid, if you slur your words, it sounds like you're yotzei. The real problem is when you're not yotzei at all is when you miss a letter. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Which leads to the bomb question of Rav Moshe Feinstein. That says like this. He says, I don't understand. He says, my time of yotzei. Why are you yotze if you say al livavecha a little bit slurred? I slur my L's in general, so whatever. Vavad de mehera is a little bit easier for me to say. Vavad de mehera, if you say that quickly, it sounds like there's only one mem. Vavad tem mehera. If you say that quickly, vavad de mehera, it sounds like there's only one mem. Says Ramosha, if that's the case, hu hechzer teva shlo yotze. Then you're missing a letter. You're not yotzei. So how could the Shulchan Aruch, how could Mishnah Berurah say slurring your words and reading it quickly is still yotzei because, oh, it's not a big deal. You're just not careful with the words. What do you mean? If you read it like that, you're going to miss a letter. If you miss a letter, you're not yotzei. So which one is it? You have to read it obviously slow enough that you can't miss a letter. If you're doing it that, then what does it mean? Shulchan Aruch lo diktek bosiosea. So Rav Moshe comes up with a very big chiddush. He says that when you read it slurred, so al livavecha, it's just as if you read it in a different language. The halacha is you're allowed to read Kriya Shema in a different language. So if you speak English, you're allowed to read it in English, b'di'eved for sure. So says Rav Moshe that when you slur your letters, uvechol lashon ha'korin Kriya Shema, he says, and therefore va'af lashon shenishtabesh ha'urei lashon kamo kinuni yidarim. Just like if you say a neder, a promise in a different language, not using the typical word of karbon, you say a messed up word, that counts as a neder. So too over here, if you say a messed up b'chol vavcha, and your word is b'chol vavcha, or whatever it is, a slurred one word, you're not saying Hebrew slurred. You're saying, you know, Avi language. You know, you're saying this new language that you're making up, that is a good language of Kriya Shema. Because you could say it in Portuguese if you speak Portuguese. So why should it be any different? Speaking in slurred language, that should be a language, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, it comes with this big chiddush, the reason why you're yotze, if you slur al levavecha, or vavadtem mehera, is because it is a different language. Then Rav Moshe, in the very next tshuva, seems to backtrack. This seems to be a contradiction, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you know why you're yotze when you read it quickly? Because no one reads it that quickly that you actually miss a letter. I don't know about you. I could read Kriya Shema pretty quickly, and I do sometimes read it pretty quickly. So he says, the reason why you're yotze is because, I listen to this language, he says, He says, if you miss the letter, you will yotze klal. So he says, what's the pshat? He says, it must be the tolinon dlo kara b'mehirus kol kach ad shiachzer osios. The reason why people are allowed to go fast, because probably no one goes so fast that they slur and miss a letter. I don't know about you, I definitely would say I sometimes slur a letter. So if that's the case, according to the first Ramosha, I'm fine because it's a Ephraim language and it's fine. According to the second Ramosha, it's a problem because if you're really slurring and you're not saying vavadtem mehera, you're merging it into one mem instead of two mems, or v'al livavecha, and it's only, you say al livavecha, which is only one lamed, then you got problems. You're not yotze according to the second Ramosha. So I saw the Sefer online, which is not in the Sefer. He's got a lot of volumes. It's called Archosech Lamdeni. He's got great tshuvas, but it doesn't have an author. I'm not sure. But he gives a suggestion, which I think is a little bit of going out on a limb in trying to answer up this contradiction in Ramosha. He says it depends on what place you're talking about. Some places, and certainly some ages, depends, I guess, an old shul, a younger shul, they talk very quickly. I think the younger generation tends to slur their words much more than the older generation, who speaks softly and methodically and thinks out what they say much more than a teenager. So he says, if you're in a place where everyone is slurring their words, then yeah, Ramosha says you're Yotze. You know why? Because that is a new language. That is a language. But if you're in a place where everyone is talking methodically, he says, and everyone talks very carefully, and slurring is not the norm of the place, and he says it's not a language, then it's some made-up thing. It's not a new language. Then it's you're just speaking improperly. And therefore he says that would explain the contradictions of Ramosha. That if you slur your words, Alavavech, and everyone else is doing it, and that's the normal way to talk, then you're Yotze. If not, not. That's a big chiddush. Otherwise, I think Ramosha comes out pretty strict that you're not really supposed to slur your words, that you miss a letter at all. The Chud HaShani comes up with a different pshat, and with the Mechilas Kavod of Reb Nissim Karelitz, who probably never saw an iPhone in his life. I mean, he was nifted already 5-10 years ago. But I would suggest it's pshat is the iPhone. You know when you speak into your phone and it doesn't get you correctly? So it gives you like three options. You know what I'm talking about? Like it pops up like, did you mean would or will, or did you mean, was? And it like pops up. What's pshat? You said a word, right? The phone doesn't know which word you said. All of them are plausible interpretations of the noise that came out of your mouth. The iPhone just can't tell which one it is. So says Reb Nissim Karelitz, I think this pshat, this is what he says. He's not talking about iPhones. But he says, "Dimishtama diburo l'shtei panim." If you slur your words, it could be interpreted into multiple ways. Gam koroi, gam tzasacheres. It's not sure. You say alvecha. Did you say al livavecha? Or did you say one word of alavecha? So if it was an iPhone, it would pick up, did you mean al livavecha? Or did you mean alavecha? And so it would, that ozamin and kevan shurot salom or ozu, what did you really mean to say? Al livavecha. You just happened to have said it in a merging way. Mikri shamra, it's as if you said it. Because the iPhone would have picked it up as one of the options of what your slurring mumbo-jumbo really actually meant, and therefore it's a way to interpret. Final question is, the Sephardi-Ashkenazi divide. How is a Sephardi allowed to daven in an Ashkenazi shul? The Mishnah Berurah says like this. Mishnah Berurah says that your Yotzi in a different language is a big chiddush only if people in that place speak that language. So you can't say Kriya Shema in Portuguese if you're in America, because no one here speaks Portuguese. Yeah, there are a couple of people who speak Portuguese, but it's not the norm of the area. If you go to Portugal or whatever, they speak Portuguese, or Brazil, whatever it is, and you speak English, that would be no, you can't say Kriya Shema in English because that's not the normal way to speak. And it says the Tshuvas Vanagas of Sternbach questions, well, what about an Ashkenazi shul? Everyone is speaking Havara Ashkenazis. And you, the Sephardi, come and you start speaking Havara Sfaradit. Now you got a problem, because that is not the language that is spoken in this Beis Knesset. You could pick on the Ashkenazi the other way. Ashkenazi goes to Tov or whatever, and Rabbi Chaimov, and he starts speaking in Ashkenazi dialect, and everyone there is going, et and or whatever it is, and you're doing your S's. So he's got, this is, you're not talking the language of that country, of that shul. You're speaking some messed up dialect
to the Sfardim, and the Sfardim are speaking a messed up dialogue to Ashkenazi. So he says, I don't understand. According to Ramotus, according to the Mishnah Brura, he says, why are you Yotzei? You're only Yotzei if a messed up dialect, if that's the normal, if that's a normal dialect in that area. So he comes up and he says, V'tzarech lomer, you gotta say, Tesvile de Bishine Mivate, Lo Nase Kikinoi Rak Shmoel. He says, it must be that a different Havara is not a different language. It's just a messed up Meshunik Tzas. It's just a little bit different. Aval Adif Mikinuim. It's not your own language. A Sephardi who's in an Ashkenazi shul is not speaking his own Sephardi language. He's speaking just a messed up version of Ashkenazi. And an Ashkenazi in a Sephardi shul is not speaking a new language. He's speaking a messed up version of Sephardi. And therefore he says, Minig Pashat Shekomer Kol Echad Kriyashma Bavaraso Bechol Makom Enechosh. You don't have to be worried about it. And therefore you could assume if an Ashkenazi in a Sephardi shul, Sephardi in an Ashkenazi shul, it's fine because you're just saying a little take off of a version and it's still all good. Shkoyach.